Everybody's got a story. Some are very extraordinary stories. It might be good for somebody to look into theirs.
Because a story is the shortest distance between two people.
The Living Room is our ongoing storytelling series hosted by Allison Downey.
This month we have a story from Michigander Karen Sarnick. She's an artist and storyteller from Commerce Township. As the summer winds down, and so do family vacations, Karen shares with us one of her favorite stories from a road trip she took with her kids many years ago.
We have this tradition in our family to swim in any brand new body of water that we encounter. You just got to get in. It definitely is symbolic. Just get on in and participate in life. So I was heading up north with my kids. We're heading up to the Keweenaw Peninsula for the weekend. It's just my son, Kevin, who's almost 10, and my daughter, Shan, who's almost 7. And I'm thinking, I've got to wake up. It's August. The sun's coming down. And as I get onto Route 2 heading west, I see that beautiful Lake Michigan water. And it's perfect. And I think, let's go swimming. This will wake me up and the kids will be excited. So I tell the kids and they're delighted. And I pull the car over and it's a new body of water and we're going to jump in it. So I get the bathing suits out of the suitcase and I give them to the kids. And suddenly my son, who's almost 10, like I said, is modest. And he said, Mom, I don't want Shannon looking at me. I want my privacy. And I thought, oh, I'm sad. There was a time that they didn't notice that they were naked in front of each other. We used to skinny dip together. And when you mother and when you parent with love so deeply, as I think I have, you notice those moments when they pass. There's just a little bit of heartbreak that happens each time. Now he needs his privacy, and he wants to be in the car by himself, and so he changes them. Then my daughter changes. She wants her privacy and does what her big brother does. And I'm a robust woman, but, you know, I'm comfortable in the skin I'm in. So I get changed, and we go down to the beach. And we step onto that hot summer sand, and it's great, and it feels wonderful beneath our feet. And then we step closer to the water, drop the towels at the water's edge, and then enter that cold Lake Michigan, still August, but cold, cold, cold water. And it's fantastic. Now we're swimming, and I guess maybe we've been in the water 20 minutes or so, when the kids now want to invoke one of our family traditions. Let's skinny dip, Mom, let's skinny dip. And I thought, okay, you just were back at the car, and you're all shy, and you can't get naked in front of each other, but now you want a skinny dip. And so I was a little surprised, but I was really delighted. Okay, good, it's not gone. Maybe we're still in it. But the problem is, we're not the only people at the beach that day. There are cars going up and down Route 2, east and west. I tell the kids, take off your bathing suits, but hold on to them. Don't let them float away and stay shoulder low in the water, and we'll be fine. So we're skinny dipping, and it's fun, and they're mooning me in the water, and, you know, they just find that funny that they're showing their butts off to each other, like kids do. It was just a great day. It was a fun Lake Michigan August day with my kids. And then, maybe a half hour into swimming, I told the kids, we gotta go. We gotta get back on the road. And they're disappointed because it's swimming, and it's Lake Michigan, and it's wonderful, and they want to stay, and they want 5 more minutes. So I say, okay, I'm going to go out and swim further for a few minutes. And then when I come back, you can have your 5 minutes. We're getting out of the water. So I tell my son, Kevin, hey, honey, hold on to my bathing suit because I want to just swim deeper for a moment. And I swim out. And then I swim back. And then I look and see my kids climbing out onto the beach. Of course, they have their bathing suits on appropriately. But they have my bathing suit with them. So I call to my son. I say, hey, Kevin, honey, bring back my bathing suit. And my son looks at me with this stinking little grin, and he says, I got your bathing suit. And I think, oh, that's very cute. Very, very funny. So I call to my daughter, Shannon. She's my baby girl. She's got mama's back, I figure. I say, Shannon, honey, bring mom her bathing suit. And so she grabs a suit from Kevin And she holds it up to me and also starts to sing. Ha, 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 we got your bathing suit. We're not going to give it to you. And it's funny. And now they're laughing and they just find this whole thing absolutely hysterical. Mom is naked in the water. I can't get out. And they know it. Very funny. So I don't want this to be one of those angry, you know, parent moment things. And so I just call to them. I raise my voice a little bit and I say, all right, guys, this isn't funny. I need my bathing suit now, but I don't get it back. And so I start with the threads. We're not going to go to the candy store. We're definitely not going to the ice cream store, but I'm not getting it back. They have totally pulled one over me and they're delighted in this moment. And I thought, you know, what am I going to do? I'm the one who taught them to be funny, but now I'm stuck in this water. I'm naked, and there's people that are there, and they're going to see me. And I'm not accustomed to running around naked. I'm not a nudist. I am just a mom who needs my bathing suit and wants to get up north. And I think, you know, I can sit here in the water and prune up, or I could just get up. A little tit for tat, as it were. I'm a round, full-figured, robust woman, 5'4" and standing very tall in it. So I stood up and walked through the water that I could have really just stayed low in. And I walked strong and I walked confident because I taught my children, the body you're in is the right one. I start running and I suddenly have this Bo Derek-esque kind of feeling come over me, and I feel beautiful. And I'm thinking of that movie where she's running across the water edge and her braids are bouncing and her flesh-toned bathing suit and everything under it is bouncing, and I'm bouncing, and it was just wonderful. And I hear this music in the back of my head, so triumphant, like da 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 da. And I'm running, and it's glorious. I feel beautiful and naked, and the sun is shining, and I was delighted, and I was getting a kick out of myself, and it was just a blast. And I see this look on my son's face that suddenly tells me he is not seeing Bo Derek. He is looking at me like I'm the creature from the Black Lagoon just rising up out of the water. And he is completely horrified, definitely horrified. And I hit the shore, reach the shoreline, and my son, Kevin, looks at me and he says, oh my God, Mom, put your bathing suit on. I mean, he's just terrified. And I look at him and I think, well, it's too late, honey. Just give me a towel. And so my daughter runs over and grabs the towel and gives it to me, and I wrap myself up. Then we started heading toward the car. And as we're walking, I look down at my kids' faces, and it's very clear to me that I've taught my children something that day. If you mess with Mama, she'll get you right back. I can assure you they never stole my bathing suit ever again.
Thanks, Karen. Thanks for talking with us today. Super fun to have
you. Thanks for letting me expose myself.